Our story begins in Matt's room at the Algonquin, where he is talking with Mandy.
Why the sad face? Did the doctors give you bad news?
My first skin graft start next week on my face.
Well, that's good news, isn't it?
I could tell by the look on Dr. Morgan's face that I'd never have my old face completely back.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
You can't get discouraged, Everett. This is only the beginning.
I have to go over to my brother, Mac's apartment today to see my family. They wanted to come over here, but obviously I couldn't let them.
Everett, your hospitality has meant the world to me. I do feel I'm getting stronger being here with you. Barney was taking complete control with me locked away.
Mandy, eventually you're going to have to turn yourself into the police or go back to the hospital. They're not going to drop the charges against you.
I will do that, I promise, but not yet.
God, I hope that's not my mother or sisters.
I'll go into the bedroom.
Thanks. Yes?
Hello, Matt.
Blake, I thought you were my family. I don't want to see you.
Well, you know what? That's really just too bad, because you put me off long enough.
Come on in.
How long do you expect me to sit around and do nothing while you hide away in your apartment?
I'm not hiding. I just want to be alone.
How are you even hiding your face when you're here alone? Why the cap and sunglasses inside, Matt?
Blake, I'm not up for this today. I agree we need to talk, but just not today, okay?
No, Matt, today. We live in the same damn building, and I sit in my suite alone every night, wondering when or if we'll ever see each other again. Something's got to get here.
You just don't understand what I'm going through here. My face is burned off if you hadn't noticed.
How could I notice? I haven't even seen you since I took the bandages off. Take off the sunglasses and let me see you.
You want to see me? Fine. Here you go. Take a good long look.
Oh, God, Matt.
Are you happy now?
Yes, I...
Blake, what is it? What's wrong?
Matt, I think it's my heart. Call 911.
At her apartment, Connie is home alone when the phone rings.
Hello?
Connie?
Yes?
It's Michael Hunt.
Michael? What the hell are you calling here for? Clint could have answered.
And would that be so bad for a father to talk to his son?
Clint is nothing to you. Got it?
Connie, I have been thinking a lot about Clint, and I think it's time you and I sat down and had a little talk.
There's nothing to talk about. You made your choice. It hasn't bothered you for the past 17 years, so why would it bother you now?
This whole Heidi situation has made me think about that decision in a whole new way. I want to get to know my son, Connie. I think it's time we tell him the truth.
Go to hell, Michael. That will never happen. Do you hear me? Never.
At the Gamage residence, Rosalind is sitting in the family room when she receives a phone call from her husband.
Hello, Gamage residence. Richard, wait. Slow down. Where are you? Jail? What the hell are you doing in jail?
What? Daddy's in jail?
At her apartment, a slightly drunk Serena is at the front door, showing guests out from her after-work party.
Thanks for stopping by, you guys. It was fun. Come in late tomorrow. Looks like the party's about over.
Hey, this wouldn't be the first time I closed down a party.
Well, technically it's not over so long as you're still here.
Yeah, I better be taking off too. I told Hannah I'd be calling her tonight.
Oh, come on, party pooper. You worked harder than anyone on this presentation. Have one more drink.
All right. You twisted my arm. Oh, no more of that margarita mix. The buzzing after the last batch you made.
It is summer, right? And you have to help me finish them off.
Why, Serena! If I didn't know any better, I'd swear you were trying to get me drunk.
Now, why? Why would I be doing that?
Oh, I don't know. To take advantage of me.
I wouldn't have to get you drunk, Todd. If I wanted you, I'd have you.
Oh, and the woman gets what she wants.
Oh, you're damn right. I don't have time for games.
So where are the other drinks?
What's the matter, Todd? Are you afraid to be standing so close to me?
No, not at all.
I don't believe you.
Serena, I can't.
That's not what your eyes are saying right now. Live in the moment, Todd. Just forget about everything else.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.